But another thing I've noticed with your serial killer film is the serial killer's apartment. He's very particular about the decor, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, plenty of candles, dishes piled up, always a couple of walls where he's decided to make a feature of, say, a big quotation from the Bible and pig's blood, press clippings about himself. Yeah. He's always got a bit of a scrapbook happening, the serial killer, which is funny because he never seems to have people over, so I don't know who he's hoping to impress. And it's always a mess, isn't it? It must be hard. Getting a cleaning lady when you're a serial killer. You'd have to get that one from the Pro Hard ad, wouldn't you? Mr. Bundy, ay, ay, ay. And he'd have very specific instructions, wouldn't he? Look, Doreen, I'm having some guests over tonight, so could you just give the place a bit of a once-over? Just vacuum round those two headless, rotting corpses, if you could, and I wouldn't worry about my 300 notebooks full of butchered quotations from the New Testament scrawled in a tiny but precise spidery handwriting. Actually, if you could, just fan a few of them on the coffee table.